Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1303. We're learning today, Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabaran Zisa, Lila Nishmas Blima Masra Moshe, and Rafu Shalema Avram Ben Chaya. Okay, I'd like to start a new malacha today, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach, the malacha of merakeid straining and sifting. So we've mentioned quite a number of times, there are three malachas that go together, borer, which is the general separation of good from bad, bad from good, and how to work all that. Of course, we've learned that in the past. Then you have Zora, which is winnowing, which is also basically the concept of separating good from bad, bad from good, but done through a wind, through a wind concept. In other words, some sort of wind, whether it's the wind throwing it up in the air, whether it's one blowing it with their mouth. It could be from a fan and various different type of things we spoke about, or concepts we spoke about in the Malach of Zoria. But it's also separating two items. And then, of course, we spoke about if it's all one item, is that a problem, how that works, and so on. Okay. But it's a separation through a wind process, whereby Boru is the general separation. And then we have the third one. These are sort of like three, you know, if you want to call it brothers and sisters or first cousins. The third one is merakeid, which is straining and sifting, which is also, as we could understand, the process of separating good from bad, separating two various different items, whether it's good from bad, bad from good, but it's done through a straining and sifting process. Now, we'll talk about why it's a separate malacha. Why was it a separate malacha in the Mishkan? As we know, what do you mean? It's just, these are all separating bad from bad, bad from good, good from bad. Let's just call it all Borea. What's the problem? Okay, Zorea, I understand, the wind, Merakeid straining. Just call it all Borea and separating, and that's it. Now, because we spoke about last time, we explained that when it was a separate action done in the process, in the Mishkan, and everything that took place was a separate action that took done, then it became, it's sort of developed a chashivas, an importance, whereby Chazal made it into a separate malacha. As we could understand, using the wind is done for various different actions, through the planting or whatever the case is, or part of that, not the planting actually, but the separation, like we spoke about the grains and the chaffs and so on. Borer we spoke about, and then there was the sifting process through with flour and so on, which we'll get into, and there was also a separate action which was done, even though it's really, like we said, it's sort of like a first cousin, whereby the process is basically the same, separating the good from bad, bad from good. But since it was done with a different type of an action through a sifting process, so therefore it gets its own malacha, which is known as merakeid, merakeid sifting, straining. Okay, so we'll get into what that's all about. Of course, as we always do, we try and start off with the Sefer Lamentes Malachas, how beautifully brings it down in the introduction to each malacha. So he starts out merakeid. He calls it merakeid sifting, but on the page 507, he says, according to most commentaries, the agriculture was necessary for the production of certain herbs, as we've spoken about in the past. Also, certain herbs from which the dyes, which was required for the curtains and so on, in the Mishkan were derived. After the herbs were produced, then they were ground into a powder. Okay, again, this is one action, one sort of, you know, a part of what was done over there. And then they would mix it with water to create a paste and so on. And of course, moving into various different malachas along the way, which is what we have today. Before the mixing process could be done, right? This mixing to create a thick paste, which is again part of lush and so on, part of one of the lamentes malachas of lush, which has to do with also kneading dough and so on. But, before the mixing process could be done, however, it was first necessary to sift out any impurities from the herbal powders, right? It was ground up into grinding, which is again one of the lamentes malachas of toichen, right? As we're going through various different lamentes malachas. Toichen grinding was the grinding process. The thick paste would fall under the malach of lush. And now we have the sifting process, which is because now you have the powders, but they had to sift out any impurities from these herbal powders. This sifting process procedure was the malacha of merakeid, as we know it in the Mishkan, merakeid sifting. Okay, so now he continues on. He says, however, those are some of the Rishonim and so on that explain it. Then he says there are some other commentaries that explain the other Rishonim different ways of learning it, explain that the wheat and not only the herbs, but also for the wheat, right? We spoke about the wheat and the lechem aponim and so on, was being produced. And of course, wheat was needed for making the flour used for the lechem aponim, the showbread, like we spoke about. And one of the regular karbonos, also that was required for the Mishkan. So after, as we understand with making wheat, after grinding the grain kernels, right, again, grinding tochen, after grinding the grain to kernels, it was necessary to sift the flour. Again, you had to sift out the flour in order to remove any impurities, such as the bran, or the particles of bran that were not fully ground. Now, this is obviously not something that, it's a different procedure, whereby throwing up the chaff and the grain and all that stuff into the air, like we spoke about the last Malach of Zorah, that was a different process of separating bad from good. This is also a different process, which you can't do. You can't take flour and throw it up into the air, right? And then just let the wind separate the impurities. It doesn't work like that. When you have pieces of whatever the case is, like the grain and so on, so that's much easier to use the wind process. Over here, when you're dealing with flour, whether it's the herbs we spoke about before, or it's just a plain push of flour for the lechem aponim, for the bread, and so on. But be it as it may, you need a sifting process, a sifting procedure to help one with that. And thereby, we have the malacha of merakeid sifting. Okay, so he explains going further on page 507 that the malacha of merakeid, the malacha of sifting, involves the separation and removal of unwanted matter from a mixture by sifting it through a sieve or similar device. Okay, so now he explains merakeid, the sifting process, the malacha of merakeid sifting can be distinguished from the malacha of borer, right, which we went through, and the malacha of zoreh, which we just finished, which also entails separating good from bad, right, as we've been talking about, but it could be distinguished by the fact that this malacha can only be transgressed with the use of a sifting or straining device. In other words, if somebody takes their hand and pulls out a rotten apple from a mixture of apples, from good apples or something like that, or they'll separate an orange, you know, from a whole mixture of, or they'll separate a bad grape, a rotten grape from a mixture of grapes or something, so that's borer, that's not sifting, that's not, when it's done with a sifting strainer, so that's when it falls under the malacha of merakeid. But the basic concept is the same, which makes it very interesting to see how we slice and dice it and see the distinction. Okay, we'll continue with the introduction next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha, kol tov.